there's a very good reason why history repeats itself, or why we have cycles of the rise and fall of civilizations. And as you'll hear here, there's a very good reason why the U.S. Empire is in its final phase of falling into destruction, while many of the countries that America is trying to destroy will actually rise up and be the leaders of the world in the next phase of these cycles of history. And in a nutshell, it's pretty easy to understand. So the U.S. Empire prints money. The money has been, the dollar has been globally accepted as currency, the global reserve currency, for decades, generations. And as a result of the ability to print free money and then to get it accepted by other nations around the world, the culture of the United States of America, both in its government and military and among the people, has become lazy over time. Now, of course, there are exceptions to this. I mean, I'm an American. No one's ever accused me of being lazy. I work hard. Lots of other people do. I'm thinking about like Dawson Knives in Arizona. I mean, third generation knife artisans that are working their butts off. And we're partners with them on my line of knives, by the way. They work. They produce. They make things that are very valuable. And so there are exceptions. You know, there are innovators and entrepreneurs across America and around the world that do things. But overall, Western culture is becoming pathetic. It's becoming hyper-privileged, unwilling to work for the most part, especially among the younger generations. You know, a sense of entitlement, because that's what free money breeds, is a sense of entitlement and the abandonment of the ability to work for anything. You lose in the culture the idea of ever having to earn something. And much the same is true across most Western nations, Canada, the United Kingdom, and since things are popping off in the Middle East right now, also Israel suffers much the same thing. Israel has become complacent, lazy, if you will. It's suffered the same decline of culture that the U.S. has suffered. And it's even happening in Taiwan, by the way. I know firsthand, Taiwan is not the country it used to be. Used to have a lot more people willing to work, not so much anymore, because Taiwan has embraced a lot of Western culture, and Western culture preaches entitlement mentality and laziness and just the complete rejection of any work ethic. Now, let's contrast that with the countries that are trying to be destroyed by the U.S. Empire or the West. And these efforts at destruction usually involve strong economic sanctions or actual kinetic bombardment. So take a look at Russia, for starters. But also let's look at the Palestinians, because that's in the news right now. And there's a very sharp contrast between the life that the Palestinians have had to live versus the life of Israelis, right? So Israelis, they live lives of relative luxury. Not everybody, but overall, free money, lots of aid, you know, free money from the United States, plus their own money printing. The Palestinians have had to be incredibly resourceful, no matter what you think of their religion or their politics or even Hamas, which I'm not talking about Hamas. I'm talking about the non-Hamas Palestinian civilians. They have had to be resourceful in order to live under these conditions that have been thrust upon them. Conditions of living in essentially a police state that's run by Israel. I mean, it's a giant open-air prison, Gaza. That's not an exaggeration. That's exactly what it is. And the Palestinian people have had relatively few resources or access to resources. And so they've had to get by on very little. Now, much the same is true with the Russian people. So Russian people have been under sanctions for, well, different sanctions, seems forever, from the West. But, of course, a lot of new sanctions were imposed upon Russia since the Ukraine-Russia war that began, of course, February of 2022. But as a result of many, many years of sanctions, even decades, the Russian people, again, no matter what you think of their politics or Putin or their stance in this war, you have to admit that the individual citizens of Russia have become incredibly resourceful, adaptive. They have become efficient in the way that they use resources. They've had to, as we say in America, they've had to scrap to get by. And as a result, a culture of hard work has become the norm in Russia, whereas in America, it's a culture of laziness and apathy and, you know, narcissism and just entertainment and drug abuse and whatever. So look at the cities. The cities of Russia are, by any measure, gorgeous. They are clean. They are safe for the most part. They look good. I mean, it looks like people care about these cities. And now go to a city in America. Look at San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, LA, Chicago. I mean, you name it, Detroit. Run-down dumps, third-world conditions, crime, zombies everywhere, people all hunched over, stabbing each other, violent crime everywhere. The cities are a wreck across America. So how can Russia's cities be such gleaming examples of civilization and America's cities are such dumps of collapse and destitution and tent cities and homelessness when we are told that Americans are superior and Russians are filthy, impoverished criminals and losers? But that's the opposite of what you actually witness if you look at Russia's cities or you look at America's cities. You don't see that America is the gleaming example of leadership in the world. You see America is a nation in collapse. But again, it's because the culture has gone through this cycle. We're now in the apathy phase in America, where no one wants to work, no one has any reason or rationality, everybody's insane, everybody's just dishonest, like lying is at a record high, just everybody's backstabbing each other. You know, the American culture has become disastrous. And so society reflects that. The cities reflect that. The elections reflect it. The corporations reflect it. The government reflects it. Even the military reflects it. That's why the U.S. military had to run away from goat herders in Afghanistan and flee the Taliban, which is laughable. But the important takeaway from this is that what history shows us is that cultures that have undergone hardship actually are the ones that then rise, they rebuild, and they become the cultures that lead the world for the next phase of these cycles. So who has undergone a lot of hardship? Well, obviously, the Russian people have. Also, you could argue right now, Ukrainian people are undergoing severe hardship because they're living in a war zone. And so the Ukrainian people who survive this will prove themselves to be adaptive, resilient, you know, to be able to overcome all these obstacles. And thus, those Ukrainians that survive this also will instill in their children and grandchildren this ethic of work and understanding that you have to earn what you have. And that will lead to prosperity for Ukraine if the U.S. doesn't keep managing to finagle bombings and wars and so on. You know, if we could just leave Ukraine to find peace and focus on rebuilding its economy, Ukraine would be incredibly abundant. Because its people are hardworking people, by the way, and they've overcome a tremendous amount of hardship. And then again, so has Russia, like I said. Same situation with Palestine. The Palestinian people who survive this will be, many of them will be leaders of tomorrow because, again, they've overcome hardship and resilience. And to some extent, that will also be true with certain Israelis, even though Israel as a nation has overall become, you know, largely apathetic. There are exceptions to that. There are innovative entrepreneurs in Israel. And they're about to go through, you know, a horrific war, a lot of hardship, possibly a war with other nations, you know, Turkey, Iran, Syria, and so on. And thus, the Israelis that survive will be not just stronger, but more adaptive, more resilient, and more able to help rebuild their country and rebuild their futures and help create prosperity and abundance for Israel if Israel survives, which right now it's not at all certain that that's the case. Depends on what happens next. Now, finally, this phenomenon that I'm describing here, this is also, of course, true with children. You've noticed this. If you know anybody like a rich couple that raises a spoiled brat child that gets everything for free, that child, more often than not, I mean, Hunter Biden, for example, that child becomes hyper-privileged, lazy, apathetic, doesn't have any work ethic, just thinks everything should be given to them. And we absolutely see that. We've all seen that. Whereas children that have had to work, i.e. children raised on a farm, or homeschooled children often, or children in a rural environment, or children that are just taught a work ethic by their parents and are not just showered with endless gifts and everything free, but hey, you have to earn these things. Well, those children grow up to become strong, resilient, adaptive, and successful. So this cycle of history happens even in families, but also among nations. So where we are right now in history, just to summarize, is the U.S. and Western nations are declining and imploding, and Russia is rising. China continues its rise. Many Middle Eastern nations are rising, and the future of the world clearly will not belong to the West. And I say that as an American. I would rather see America do well, but I look at the culture and making an honest assessment, I realize America will not do well. And that's just the honest truth of where we are. So prepare accordingly. And when you see America in decline and you see that it's desperate to just launch wars and cause chaos and use military might, understand that's because that's all that the U.S. empire has left. The U.S. empire can't offer anything else to the world other than destruction and death. So those are the weapons of choice. Well, and sanctions, and I guess more fiat money, but that won't have value much longer. It's about to go to zero. So keep all this in mind. You are living through some disturbing history. And if you are resilient, you'll survive it. I will too. But a whole lot of people won't. Again, just an honest assessment for you. Thank you for listening. Take all necessary steps to be prepared for the years to come, the years of hell that we are all going through. Many more years ahead of us, according to Martin Armstrong, 8 more years. So by 2032, everything becomes awesome. If you can survive that long. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening. Take care. Thank you for your support here at Brighteon.com and also HealthRangerStore.com. And I've selected a few solutions for you. Some of them are brand new. You haven't seen this before. I've got some samples here on my desk. So we've got colloidal silver Castile body soap here. I don't think anybody else has put that together, by the way. So if you've ever wanted to wash your skin or wash your hair and you want a very high quality soap, no artificial fragrance chemicals or any garbage like that, and you want the benefits of colloidal silver, you know, because you really want to be clean and you want all the advantages of colloidal silver in your soap, that's the product to do it. Castile liquid soap with colloidal silver. That's available, of course, at healthrangerstore.com. We also have fermented Super 30 back in stock. That's the orange one there. There, my hand's on top of that. Now, fermented Super 30, which combines 30 different superfoods and fruits and vegetables and roots that are fermented and then dried and, of course, laboratory tested as we do everything. We test for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and all of that. And then we put it in these pouches for you. And so you can get all of these active molecular constituents of 30 different superfoods all at once in that product. Again, available at healthrangerstore.com. And then on the left-hand side there, we have our certified organic lab-tested goji berries back in stock. And goji berries are difficult to source because of course, global supply chains being a problem, but also looking at the lead testing and the heavy metals testing, the E. coli testing that we do, not all the batches pass in terms of goji berries. And frankly, some goji berries, just the quality's not that good. So some batches we reject for that reason. But this is a really great batch, super clean, laboratory tested, certified organic, ready to go. Those are available now. You can eat them as a snack or you can put them in smoothies. They're quite delicious and they are chock full of nutrients. So go to healthrangerstore.com, and there you'll see we have, you know, Coco Energize there, astaxanthin soft gels. These are really good. What else? Oh, the kombucha probiotics drink, tooth salt with neem, Coco Love, bee pollen, much more. All of this available at healthrangerstore.com. We appreciate your support and all of your purchases at healthrangerstore.com. Go to support this platform and our pro-humanity mission. Understand that we support humanity. We support people of all religions, races, colors, ethnicities, genders, orientations, you name it. We support human life, and we value all human life. And we believe that our products help keep people healthy and happy so that they can pursue whatever mission they've been given in their life. And that's what we're here to do, is to help heal the world through clean food. That's our slogan, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Health Ranger Store and Brighteon.com.